I'm Deb Morgan, the Real Relationships Expert, and I'm here on the Real Relationships Show sharing my solo sessions. These sessions are accumulation of my expertise, my experience, my thoughts, my opinion, the answers to questions I get asked in my email and on my socials, and the questions that I answer every week on my regular radio slot. So grab a drink, sit back, relax, and let's get ready to start changing your life by changing your relationship. Well, Andy, are you excited? This is the question. And no, it's got nothing to do with what I do for a living and the work I do, but everything to do with the fact that next weekend is Christmas Eve, and I'm going to be spending it with my family in Cardiff. Now, I know everybody isn't as fortunate as I am. I still have my family there. My parents are still alive. And I really enjoy the time I get to spend with them, my sister, my niece, and my wider family. My partner's got family in Cardiff as well. So we are really looking forward to spending a week in Cardiff, just catching up with family, socialising, relaxing, chilling out. And we've got some really exciting things planned. My niece is in her first professional pantomime this year. She's 19, she's in Performing Arts College, and we're looking forward to seeing that to start our Christmas off. And then it will just be a case of visiting people and probably eating too much. I'm sure we'll be drinking far too much as well, but enjoying the Christmas cheesiness of all the films and spending time in each other's company. And that kind of leads me into a bit with to the email we've had from Sam this week. And thank you, Sam, for emailing in. And if you want to email in, Andy and I will be back in the new year. So email andy@theloveshow.co.uk. And I look forward to answering your questions then. But first of all, back to Sam, who says, we're stuck in a rut. We love each other, but the excitement has gone out of our relationship. We just end up sitting in front of the TV or going to the same places on dates, and then we have nothing to talk about. How can we bring the excitement back? Well, Sam, you know what? You are not alone. So many people I talk to, so many couples end up in this situation, getting stuck in a rut, as we call it. But let's acknowledge the good things about that. The good thing about being stuck in a rut is that actually you are happy, content, and comfortable in each other's company. And surely that is a good thing. So let's look at the way we view being stuck in a rut, first of all. However, it isn't healthy to be in that place for a long time, because that leads to complacency, and that is the last thing you want in your relationship. And, you know, it is difficult. You've got to make an effort. And I've spoken with people, I've had arguments with people in the past who've said, if a relationship isn't, you know, if a relationship is good, it doesn't require hard work. If the relationship is right, you don't need to work at it. Well, I call BS on that, quite frankly, because we do need to work at things. Anything good in our lives, we need to work at. Whether you want to drop a dress size, whether you want to get fitter and run a marathon, whether you want to climb a mountain, whatever you want to do, if you want to save money for a holiday or a new car or buy a house, we have to work at making that happen. Yes, occasionally things drop in our lap. We might win the lottery. But for the most part, we have to put work and effort into creating the results we want. And I use an equation in my coaching. It's E plus R equals O. I've got that wrong. Objective? I've forgotten it. I've gone blank, and I haven't even been on the Christmas sherry yet. But I will remember it, and I will let you have it when it comes back to mind. Oh, I shouldn't talk about equations. It's too mathematical, you see. And I was never very good at maths at school. In fact, I'm old enough to have done O levels, and my maths teacher said to me at the time, "Well, Deborah, I don't know how you did that. That was surely a fluke." What a way to set me up for the future. Anyway, I digress. We're talking about being stuck in a rut. And Sam, and you know what? As I've said, being stuck in a rut can be a good thing because it does show how happy and content and comfortable you are with each other. But it can lead to complacency, and we want to avoid that. So let's think about some of the things we can do to get out of that rut. Now, one of the key ones is date night. Although, Sam, you say that you end up going to the same places on a date and then you've got nothing to talk about. And it's really easy to get sucked into that. You find your favourite bar or your favourite restaurant or, I don't know, a theatre or coffee shop, or you go to a class or a club and you keep doing the same thing week in, week out, telling yourself this is date night, this is good for your relationship. But as human beings, we do like a little bit of excitement, a little bit of frisson, a little bit of change. And it activates our desire and motivation pathway. We try something we like. It activates the desire and motivation pathway. We want more of it. It's why we like chocolate so much. It's why we, perhaps some people like coffee, some people like alcohol. But it's the same pathway that motivates our addictive personality as well. So if people have a gambling problem, a drink problem, a shopping problem, dieting issues, sex issues, invariably they have got their desire and motivation pathway activated, and it's in overdrive, quite frankly, and the initial desire and motivation isn't being met, so they need more and more and more in order to create the same effect. Now, I'm not suggesting you do that when you're stuck in a rut, but I'm suggesting you learn how to tune back in and activate that pathway again. So, date night. One thing to try and do, a little challenge perhaps to set yourselves, is to alternate who arranges date night. Now, it doesn't have to be weekly, it could be fortnightly, it could be monthly. Do it at a frequency that suits you and your relationship. But how about working your way through an A to Z of date night? Coming up with something beginning with a letter of the alphabet, different letter of the alphabet each week or each date night. So for A, you might visit an amateur drama group, whether to watch them perform or whether to join them and get involved yourself. B, you could perhaps go to the bingo or bowling or watch a Bollywood movie. C, either cook an authentic Chinese meal or go and have a Chinese meal at a Chinese restaurant. You could go canoeing. I'm trying to think of them. I've got a whole long list written down somewhere, and I might share that with you one day as well. But you can see where I'm getting at. I did this with my partner. We got stuck in a rut a number of years ago, and we said, right, let's do an A to Z of date night. We went horse riding for H. It was the summer. And it was lovely, actually. It was a really nice afternoon out. Expensive-ish, but, you know, it was something we did. We flew kites for K. For Q, we went to a pub quiz. For Z, we went to the zoo. X was a bit more difficult. We watched X-Men. You know, you can take this as far as you want to, but it really created a spark in the relationship. You have fun thinking about it. You have fun surprising your partner with what you've come up with. And it doesn't have to be expensive. You could do things at home. You know, for C, you could do card making. Perhaps you've got a birthday coming up, or Valentine's is coming up in February. You know, make cards for each other. You could get really, really creative on the A to Z of date night. And I'd love to know what you do. Please, please email in andy@theloveshow.co.uk and share what you do on your A to Z of date night. Let's put that out there as a challenge. Why not start 2024 with a fun challenge to improve your relationship? And maybe next week, next year, each week, we could share what you have done on date nights. Just a thought. Tell me what you think, Andy. Anyway, I digress again. Goodness, I have got verbal diarrhea tonight, haven't I? So, another way that you can improve the excitement in your relationship, get yourself out of that rut, is think back to my acronym, KINKY. Be kind to each other. Be interested in each other and interesting for each other. Nurture each other. Let each other know how keen you are on each other. And be yourself. Don't agree to things you don't want to do. And don't try to organize things that you're really not interested in. But they might be of interest to your partner. And it's really worthwhile trying things out. If your partner gets excitement and enjoyment out of something, go along and join them one evening, one afternoon, whatever it might be. There's some suggestions in my free ebook. Go to my website, deb-morgan.com. Look at Work with Deb, free resources, and there's a number of free ebooks there that you'll be able to download that can give you some ideas on this as well. But the one I'm talking about right now is How Kinky Are You? And it goes into more depth on the Kinky acronym. And finally, be patient. Be patient with yourselves. Be patient with each other. Sam, I've rushed through a lot of things there. I've digressed significantly. But hopefully you have picked something up from there to help bring the excitement back into your relationship. And never underestimate the impact of a little surprise, whether that is a card or note tucked into their pocket or handbag, or just saying, come on, put your coat on, we're going out, and go for a drive and go for a walk somewhere, somewhere different that you've not been before. Just change of scenery makes a massive impact, and it doesn't have to be expensive. It can be really low key, it can be really local, and it can be on foot. Go out and just do something you haven't done before. It really does change the way you see your relationship, you see yourself, and the way you see each other. On that note, I'm going to leave you. Have a very Merry Christmas, whatever you are doing. Enjoy it. I would love to hear from you over the Christmas period, and I will be back in the new year. I'm Deb Morgan, your relationship expert, here on The Love Show. Don't forget to email your questions, your queries, and your comments to andy@theloveshow.co.uk. See you in 2024. Have a fantastic Christmas and a very happy new year.
Join me in the next solo session where I'll be intimately yours once more. I'm Deb Morgan, the Real Relationships Expert, and you've been listening to The Real Relationships Show. Don't forget to like, subscribe, support, or send me a voice message, and you might feature in a future episode.